Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 15th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we look beyond Remembrance Sunday to the vision for hope for the future found in Revelation chapter 21, reminding ourselves that this is not the end. One day, God will make everything new. And so our Bible passage is Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7. Let's read together now. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen. I am sure that many of those who serve their country in conflict and who fight to preserve our security and happiness will have seen sights that made them weep for the whole of humanity. They endure great suffering and grief on our behalf. The comforting words that we find in Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7 remind us, as perhaps it did some of them, of the promise of eternal joy and an end to suffering and grief. In this passage, John shares a vision of a new heaven and a new earth where God dwells with his people. And he assures us that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes and there will be no more death, mourning, crying or pain. All the former things will pass away, and everything will be made new. That's a beautiful promise of hope and restoration, assuring us that our present sufferings are temporary, and that a day is coming when all pain will cease. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, we can find comfort in knowing that God sees our tears, and he will wipe them away. As we reflect on this promise today, we are reminded that God is not distant or indifferent to our pain. He is intimately acquainted with our grief and our sorrows. He is a God who empathizes with us and offers us his comfort and his peace. So let us hold on to this promise of eternal joy, knowing that one day all suffering and grief will be replaced with everlasting joy and peace in the presence of our loving Creator. As you reflect on these thoughts today, this question may help you. How does the promise of eternal joy help you navigate through seasons of suffering and grief? And I hope to see you again tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we unveil the spiritual symbolism of water in the Bible.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.